Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is Miles. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Miles. My name is Elizabeth Loria. I'm in Saugerties, New York. And on October 31st, I was out in the yard with my grandchildren cleaning up the yard, and a guy from your company came by and, you know, talked about, you know, the internet and this and that. So I said, well, you know, that sounds good. I might do it. So I ended up signing a piece of paper. But then somebody called me right after that. And I said, you know what, I'm going to just put this on hold right now because I just bought this place where I'm living. And like, you know, I'm in the middle of a lot of things. I work from home and I've kind of gotten behind. So he said, okay, all right. So that's that. Okay. So this morning my sister called me on my house phone, which is from Spectrum. So she called me and then she called my cell phone and she said, you know, I tried to call your house phone, but it says you're not accepting calls at this time. So then I used my cell phone to call my house phone. And sure enough, it says this number is not accepting calls at this time. So I called Spectrum. I said, what's going on with my phone? Why am I not accepting calls at this time? And then she looked it up and she said, oh, it looks like your number is now like owned by, okay, what, I wrote it down. Oh, it says it's my number, which is 845-247-7174, is now owned by Bandwidth. So I thought, well, she said, did you give your number? Did you go to another company or something? I said, well, I didn't because I canceled it. So then I called, I don't know what number I called, to talk to somebody at Archtop, and I spoke to a woman, but then, I don't know, we got disconnected. But in any case, I mean, it's one thing for Archtop to now take my number, but it's another thing to have a thing where nobody can call me, because that's what happened. So now I can't use my phone. Spectrum had to give me another number temporarily for like 72 hours until they can straighten it out. What's going on? How come Archtop had the power to take my number and do that?
Well, I'm not familiar with if they say that your number is owned by Bandwidth.
That's what she said. That's what comes up.
Yeah, I'm not
so
familiar.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with Bandwidth. However, in order for us to initiate a port of a phone number, the customer would have had to have gone through the entire process of signing up and agreeing to either register for or sign up for our services with Archtop Fiber, at which we would go through the entire process with that person and have them choose, okay, so which of our internet packages would you like? And would you also like phone service? Okay. Okay, so
only thing I did was the guy was here in my front yard, and I didn't. I told you I signed it, but then when the guy called me a couple days later, I said, you know, I can't do it now. You're gonna have to put me on hold, and I have to decide because I really am in the middle of too many things to think about it. So, but still, somebody did it. Somebody did do it, and
okay.
I don't know how they did it. So but the fact is that's the only person it could be. It could only be Archtop Fiber because there was nobody else that could have done it.
What is the name that would be associated with your Archtop Fiber account if there is an Archtop Fiber account?
Elizabeth, and my last name is Loria, Loria.
Okay, thank you. And I do see that you are in our system. And let's see, and can you confirm your address?
62 Red Maple Road, Saugerties, New York.
Okay, with zip code 12477. Okay, thank you. And I'm showing that we have you, that there is a installation, but it doesn't look like it's been scheduled as, it hasn't been scheduled as of yet. So you're saying that you want to cancel your registration
yes.
for services
yes.
with Archtop Fiber?
Yes.
Okay.
If I ever want to do it, I can still do it some other time. But the fact is, it had to be Archtop that did this to my phone.
Yeah, that
it
that,
had to be.
Yeah, that would have been that sound. That looks like it's correct because I see that all of your information was entered into the system. I'm just not aware of the way that you were signed up for the service, but it's okay. That could be another valid way that customers are being signed up by people out in the field, and that makes sense. I'm just here at this office taking the orders over the phone is what I'm accustomed to. So if there's orders being taken in the field as well, I can understand that. So let's see.
Well, there's somebody in front of my house now, a blue car with an Archtop label on the thing, a blue Mustang. I mean, a very bright blue Mustang.
Okay.
It just went by. It's a very the weirdest blue car I ever saw. I never saw a blue that color, but it's got a black convertible top. They just drove past my house, and it has an Archtop sticker on the door.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this is a pretty new neighborhood because they just this summer dug up all the front yards all across here and have been installing their lines. But I mean, really, they took my phone and I canceled. How did they do that? They took my phone and then, all right, that's one thing. But if I could still use my phone, but they made it so that when you call it, it says this number is not taking calls at this time. How could they do that?
Okay, so what happened was when you signed up for service, it initiated a process. And whomever it was that you signed up for service with took your service order in to be processed at the office. And whomever was working at the office went ahead and began processing your request for service. And so with that in mind, because they were processing your request for service, they would have been doing everything that they can as quickly as possible, which one of those things would have been to reach out to, I believe you said it was, yeah, Spectrum that you have phone service with. So they actually would have had to have reached out to Spectrum to say, you know, hey, this is so-and-so with Archtop Fiber. There's two guys in my yard.
There's two guys, and they must be from Archtop, and they're doing something right in my front yard right now.
You can talk to them as well if you'd like.
I'll go right now. I'm right here.
Okay, and while you're doing that, I'm getting this message.
Are you guys from Archtop? Do you know that my phone was switched from Spectrum to Archtop? I don't want it. I don't want the wire. I canceled it. I didn't even, I talked to somebody and I said no, but they took my phone away from Spectrum and nobody can even call me because when somebody calls my phone, there's a message that says this phone is not receiving calls at this time.
Okay, I will look for notes.
I'm on the phone with somebody from Archtop right now. I canceled it. I talked to somebody one day on this October 31st, and the guy said, well, I said, well, maybe I'll do it. But then I talked to the next person on the phone at the office, and he said, I said, look, I really have to cancel it for now because I can't do it. Now you're ready to install it?
No, I just came to see what he doesn't
want it. No, I don't want it. So that's what they were here. They were Spectrum. I mean, they were Archtop. These guys. Are you there?
Yes, I'm with you. I'm listening to you.
Yeah. So they said, you know, I told them to cancel it. And they're here ready to install it. I don't know if they have to do more digging or something in my yard.
Well, that would be something that would have to be done if you sign up for if you were to proceed with so in the future, if you say, hey, you know, I'm really unhappy with Spectrum. I don't like the fact that they're charging me, you know, however many dollars a month that they're charging me. That's kind of high, and you know, for what they're offering to me. I like, and also their internet speed is not as fast as Archtop. I think I want to go with Archtop.
I get it. I get it. But the thing is, I talked to this guy and I said, look, I don't want to do it right now. Not because of the phone and not because of the internet, but because of the TV. Because if I get archtop, then that messes up my whole TV thing, which I have to think about. Because he said, well, you know, you can get YouTube TV or you could get this or you could get, and I can't think about that right now. It's too complicated for me. So you might think that's funny, but like the only thing I really do with my TV is I watch Jeopardy, and I don't watch it when it's on. I record it so that I can watch it when I want to watch it, and I can fast forward to the commercials, and then I can also record movies from the old movie channel, and that's basically all I even do with my TV. So if that's all I do, I don't know how I would go about doing that if I switched to Archtop, because I don't know what they. I don't know what that whole thing is about. Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. Spectrum is calling. Hello? Sure. Hello? Okay. Yes, it is. Yes. Please don't hang up. Okay, I'm just... All right, go on. I'm on my cell phone with a guy from Archtop Fiber. So you tell me what's going on. Yes. Yes. Right, yes, they're correct. Thank you. They said it would take maybe 72 hours. I hope it could be quicker. Okay. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. Okay, bye. Okay, so you see, I can't even get my phone back, my own line back until Monday or Tuesday because it's tied up with whatever Archtop did. So people can't call. Are you there?
I am. I'm listening to you.
I mean, it's just so weird that they were able to do that. When I talked to somebody, I said, look, I got to cancel it for now. He said, okay, fine. So that was the last I heard from Archtop until this happened, which they tied up my phone.
Okay. Well, you know, being that I am with Archtop Fiber, and I have listened to your, you know, what you use your cable with Spectrum for, and I did a little research. I mean, I can't really say research as much as it just asked the internet a question because I didn't know the answer, and the question was, does Pluto TV, can you watch Jeopardy on Pluto TV? And the answer, yes, you can watch Jeopardy on Pluto TV. So if Jeopardy is your favorite show, I mean, which it's great. I love Jeopardy as well. I just think it's just, you know, wonderful. You can learn a lot, and then also it's fun to answer the questions that you can answer. And then the competitive nature of the show is actually really engaging. But yes, so Jeopardy is on Pluto TV, and that's free.
And what is it? I mean, but here, like I said, I do not sit down at 7 o'clock. Which is when it's on ABC. I don't sit down at 7 o'clock and watch it. I'm always doing other things, and I'll sit down maybe 9 o'clock, maybe 10 o'clock, or whatever. Whenever I feel like it, I'll sit down and I'll watch it. And again, I can zip through the commercials because I can't stand the commercials. So instead of the show taking a half an hour, it only takes 20 minutes.
Right. So I'm checking something for you really quickly. Let me see if I can. Let me see if it's on demand. Because Pluto TV has a lot of on-demand content, and let's see. Let's No, I'm having a hard time finding it on demand. So it must just be whenever it comes on. So, but they have a TV, a guide on Pluto TV, and the internet says you can watch Jeopardy on Pluto TV. So, I'm still trying to find it for you though, because I want to just doubly verify. Because if you can watch it for free, without having to pay any cable television service, you know, pay for anything like that, and you can watch it for free, then that would save you a lot of money. But if that was also a selling point of you coming over and being a customer of Archtop Fiber, well, then that would be, you know, a win-win situation. You'd get really great internet service and phone service, and we'd have a new customer that would be happy to be saving money and no longer giving their money to Spectrum. I don't know. It says I'm having a little bit of trouble right now, you know, like on the spot, on the fly, trying to find Jeopardy on Pluto TV. But the internet says that it does come on Pluto TV.
Well, when I get a chance, I will, because I think if I have the Roku thing, which, you know what, it's not like I don't know how to do technical things, because I do, but it's just that I haven't sat down and, you know, with the Roku and, you know, figured out, like, how to access that, and then to see how, you know, how it works. I'll get my son to come over here and help me set it up if I do it. But the thing is, I want to know how they tied up my phone. Again, it's not so much that they took my number and I could still get calls. They took my number and I can't get calls. Because when somebody calls me, it says, this number is not accepting calls right now.
It's again, like I mentioned.
Can you answer that for me? Answer that for me. How do you come up with that answer?
Well, the answer to the question is whomever you signed up with internet with turned in the order to the office, and the office received the order and got to work on, you know, getting everything, you know, squared away as fast as possible. So before you even had a chance, you know, to tell the person a few days later, you know, really actually kind of undecided right now. I've got a lot going on. And this is kind of overwhelming for me. So, you know, I would prefer not to make the change right at this very current moment. Well, the ball was already in motion. So the ball was already rolling. Someone at the office who was unaware.
I get that. But that still does not answer how is it that they made it so that I can't get calls. That's what I want to know.
Because they had already.
But why can't I get calls? Why did it block calls? I can't get calls on my phone.
Because you had already been. Because our team had already reached out to Spectrum and said, hey, we've got a new we've got someone who's interested in our service. We're going to get them signed up for our service. And they would like to port their phone number over to our service. We need you guys to release their phone number to us. And
they did
so they
that.
Went ahead
Obviously,
and did that.
They did that, but that's still not answering my question. How is it that they blocked my phone cannot get calls? That's what I want to know.
Because
if they took my number, because what? They could take my number and then set it up so I can't get calls on it? That
well, it's not that. It's that Spectrum released your number so that Archtop Fiber could assign your phone number to your Archtop Fiber account so that if you have phone service with Archtop Fiber, you would have the same phone number. So once your service, like the guys who were there to install, like if they had finished your install today and we got your phone service up and running, your phone number would have been assigned to your phone service with Archtop, and your home phone would have worked with your old phone number, but it would have been through your Archtop service, not spectrum.
That still doesn't answer my question, is how my phone is not accepting calls. What, I mean, what, they can do that for a whole day, make it so that I can't get calls? Nobody told me about that.
I apologize,
I mean,
ma'am.
That's weird. Don't you think?
No, not at all. Because when someone tells, if you're in the situation where you tell a company, so basically, let me see if I can come up with a better example. So the waiter came up to your table and they said, hey, what would you like? You know, the steak is really good today. Would you like, and so would you like the steak? You're like, yes, I want the steak. And the waiter takes your order back to the back. The chef cooks up your steak. They bring it to your table. And then you say, well, you know, I'm not really ready for a steak right now. I kind of changed my mind. I kind of would like, you know, something else. Well, the steak's already been made. So when you sign that deal for the Archtop service, it's like you told the waiter, hey, this is what I want. The waiter took it back to the chefs at the office. The chef got to work cooking. And while they were back there cooking, in the meantime, they had to call Spectrum and say, hey, we've got someone who wants our service. They want to keep their number. They want it ported to us. We need you to release their phone number to us. Spectrum said, okay, because that's a normal practice. They were, and Spectrum released your number. Archtop hasn't assigned it to your service yet because your service hasn't been installed, but Archtop has your phone number so that it can be assigned to your service once your service is up and running. So because Spectrum released it to Archtop, now Spectrum doesn't have your number. So one of our other team members that you spoke with previously has sent the information over to corporate to let them know about the situation and that you would like your number to be given back to Spectrum so that Spectrum can then reassign your number back to your Spectrum account so that all of anyone who calls your home phone number, it will go to your, you know, through your Spectrum phone service, and you'll get those phone calls through your phone number through your phone service with Spectrum. So we're going to have to work on getting that done. So someone from our office
Spectrum is doing it.
Well, also they're going to be it's going to be a both. It's going to be a it's going to work. The teams are going to work together. Spectrum will contact us, or we'll contact Spectrum, and it'll all get worked out and resolved. So Spectrum calls us and says, hey, we need our customer's number back. We have the team member that I work with at my office has sent a message over to corporate that says, hey, Miss Loria wants us to give Spectrum back her number. So they should get that message, and then they should know, they should see a note there that says, okay, so if Spectrum calls, ask for the number back, give the number back to Spectrum, and then we can give the number back to Spectrum. Spectrum can assign it back to your phone service, and then you won't miss out on your home phone calls through your Spectrum phone service. So that's so it's just going to take a little bit of time, but everything should be resolved. Hopefully within, you know, before Wednesday of next week. I mean, I can't say with any certainty how long these things take, but hopefully at least before then.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And again,
they gave me a temporary number for my house phone, which I don't know how much that's going to help me because nobody knows that number. I mean, I can tell my sister, but, I do have a home-based business, and sometimes, because what happens here is that my cell phone, where I live, and this is not because of my actual phone, there are people who have iPhones, every kind of cell phone, that in this area, they don't have a tower. And so people's cell phone service is not wonderful. Sometimes it's fine. I'm on my cell phone right now. It's working. But sometimes I'm on the phone and it drops a call. If I'm in a certain part of the house, I answer the phone, somebody's calling me, and they can't hear me. So I have to go stand in the kitchen by the window, and then they can hear me. I mean, it's a pain in the neck. So cell phone service isn't great here. That's the reason I need a house phone.
Oh, okay. Another thing to look into, just because, you know, if this helps you out. So if you were to go with Archtop, now this is just something to think about. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just trying to help you save money because I know it's tough out there in the economy. And I never know if I'm talking to somebody with $4, $40, $400, $4,000, or $400,000 in the bank. So I like to help anyone. So I think I see an information that Sling TV has Jeopardy, and Sling TV is like $35 a month. So even if it was at the top end of like $40 a month, then if you're paying $69.99, if you do ACH debit with paperless billing and you get the phone service for $24.99, then that would put your bill up to like, what is that, like $94.98 plus $40 would be $139.98 if you were paying Sling $40 for their service and then paying for our internet and phone service. Your total for internet, phone, and, you know, a streaming service where you can watch Jeopardy would be like $140 a month. Now, I don't know if that's less than what you pay Spectrum, but just, you know, putting that out there. And then there's also multiple other options you could use to stream, you know, lots of other content like Pluto TV, Tubi TV, Freevee, and, you know, lots of, and then there's still other various other options that have free streaming.
Yeah. Again, I get all that, but the only thing is I like to watch Jeopardy when I want to watch it. I don't want to say, oh, it's on at 7 o'clock. It's on at whatever, you know? So I don't know if it's DVR. That's what I have. And I guess that, you know, so I have DVR. So what I'm paying right now, Spectrum, every month with a home phone, with internet that's adequate for me. I mean, my business is not internet. You know, I mean, I do use internet to order things that I need. And as far as I know, my internet is adequate. And I don't know if a faster speed is going to be anything that I need, which is what you have to offer. And I know that, like, I don't know what my speed is, but it's adequate. And then I also have the TV that I want. It's, you know, I don't have all the channels. I don't have HBO or any of that stuff, but I don't care because I never watch that anyway. But, and I pay $142 a month. That's what I pay. And I have DVR. And with Archtop, I wouldn't have DVR.
You have, it says Sling TV offers plans with a virtual DVR that allows you to record the live episodes of shows. And Sling TV also has... they have live shows and they have on demand. So like if you want to list, you know, like look
okay,
up something.
Okay, and I get that. And that sounds great. But I would have to learn how to do all that. And
I understand.
At this moment in time, I don't have the time to, you know, to coordinate that with somebody who will help me. Like I said, my son could come and help me. But, you know, he's busy. So I'd have to say, okay, then, you know, when can you come here and help me figure this out? And so I don't know. All right? Well,
okay.
So I guess I got it worked out because the woman that just called me just now was somebody else from Spectrum saying that, you know, they just wanted to make sure that I wanted my phone switched back to Spectrum.
Oh, okay. So
I said yes.
Oh, good deal. Good deal. It sounds like they've got you squared away or they're getting you squared away. So that's good to hear. Yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, if you ever decide that you want to, if it saves you money, because you can go with Sling's comprehensive plan that gets you, looks like, all their channels for $45 a month for your first month. And then after that, it looks like it's probably $55. So I don't know. It's starting to get, you know, more expensive. I don't know what your Spectrum bill is. So if you were paying for internet.
I told you, it's $142 a month gives me adequate internet. It gives me a house phone with the unlimited long distance, call waiting, all that stuff. I don't know if that's extra. And then also cable, which I don't know. I mean, I have a modem and I have a router or whatever I have. I don't even know. But you know, and I have DVR, which I think is also an extra fee. And that all I get all that for $142 a month.
That's awesome. Now, I don't know if you're within your first year, but if they ever go up on your prices... And you,
no.
If, okay, excellent, excellent. Well, it sounds like you've got a good deal going on there, but if you ever do decide you'd like to consider us, we do offer really great internet, and there's lots of great options out there that can help you to achieve the same ends that would make you very happy. But I'm glad to hear that Spectrum's working for you to get your issue resolved, and that we'll be working with them because as they work with us to get that phone number. So it sounds like everything's in order. Was there anything else I could assist with today here at ArchTop Fiber?
No, and thanks. You've been helpful. I mean, and you're very patient. I thank you.
You're very welcome. It's an absolute pleasure. And thank you for calling ArchTop Fiber. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.